I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. But what about a tomato if you called it a love apple and named a baseball team after it? But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
I don't generally care very much about All-Star games and their locations, except when a location is changed to make a political statement. What do you think of NBA Commissioner Adam Silver's decision to pull the 2017 All-Star game out of Charlotte to protest North Carolina's so-called bathroom bill?
Well, I think it's terrific. And if you'll notice, I think the NCAA has now asked prospective host cities to reply with a memo regarding their anti-discrimination ordinances. You know, once again, the legislature in North Carolina is not familiar with the concept of unintended consequences.
Answering the call that he himself helped to make at last week's ESPY Awards, Carmelo Anthony will host a meeting for L.A. community leaders, athletes, and politicians. The purpose of the meeting is to discuss recent shootings of and by police officers. Do you think Mr. Anthony can succeed where so many other efforts have apparently failed?
Well, I think the more efforts we have in this regard, the better. He is a unique and kind of ironic spokesman, but I don't see any harm in this.
Meanwhile, the WNBA is proud of the, quote, passionate advocacy for nonviolent solutions, end quote, expressed by their players, whom they have fined for their passionate advocacy. Wait, what?
Yeah, the Minnesota Lynx wore T-shirts expressing support for the most recent victims of police shootings. And as you said, the league is commending them for their social conscience and also commending them to take out their wallets.
This is kind of trying to have it both ways.
It's extraordinarily trying to have it both ways, yes. This is just stupid. I don't know what they're expecting to gain by the compliments.
Apparently, Charlie, people in Cleveland, Ohio are still going nuts about the Cavaliers winning the NBA championship. I guess this is maybe because nothing else of note is happening in Cleveland this week.
Oh, lots of things of note are happening in Cleveland, Bill. In fact, they're all in my notebook. There have been various unsuccessful attempts to glom onto the Cavaliers and LeBron James during the Republican National Convention, mostly from the podium and mostly extraordinarily awkward.
I can't imagine why. But anyway, we might not really know whether any athlete representing Russia will be allowed to compete in Rio until the games actually begin. Now the IOC has announced that 45 doping samples from previous Olympics have tested positive using, quote, the very latest scientific analysis methods. So those athletes will be banned as well. How many people are going to be left to compete when the Olympics open?
I have no idea, but this kind of retroactive purge is really embarrassing. I know that it's the biggest problem in the history of sports and perhaps even the biggest problem in the history of man. But, you know, give me a break. This isn't, you know, the use of advanced DNA technology to put, you know, a rapist in jail who'd gotten away with his crime. I mean, let's not pretend this has anything to do with law enforcement.
It has now been more than a week since Tom Brady declared that he will not appeal his Deflategate suspension to the Supreme Court. The scandal lasted, I can't say this without 100 years, 545 days. Does that make it the silliest sports issue of our time? I know, it's a high bar.
No, it is a high bar, but it's very, very close to being the silliest one, if only for the longevity of it, if only for the piddling offense, if offense there was, at the root of the whole thing.
You know, I have to acknowledge, I was kind of hoping it would make it to the Supreme Court and they would take it, and then all the justices, whether there were 8 or 9, however many were actually seated at the time that it came up, would just sit there and giggle.
They're not a bunch of gigglers, in my experience. There was absolutely no chance that they would have granted cert on this.
Two former pro wrestlers have accused the WWE of, quote, selling violence. If you're the WWE, what do you say besides, well, yeah?
Yeah, and your point would be?
Yes.
I mean, did these guys read their contracts?
Probably not.
Yes, it's professional wrestling.
On the serious side, Charlie, over 50 former pro wrestlers are suing the WWE over head injuries. Some of the wording sounds very similar to what's been in the suits against the NFL and the NHL. Does the fact that pro wrestling is show business rather than a sport matter in a lawsuit like this?
I don't know why it should. People sue studios all the time. for negligence when they get injured on film sets. I remember Vic Morrow's family winning a lot of money from one of the studios when he was killed on the set of the Twilight Zone movie. Mm-hmm. So I think it would be easier to win, frankly, rather than harder, if the court is willing to decide that the WWE is a show and not a sport.
Nate Ebner has been named to the U.S. Olympic rugby team. His day job, of course, is with the New England Patriots, and his coach, Bill Belichick, has said that he figures Mr. Ebner will be getting excellent physical conditioning, working out for the rugby match, and it's fine with him that Ebner will be missing the Patriots training camp, or at least some portion of it. Help me to understand who has kidnapped Coach Belichick and replaced him with this amiable fellow.
No, the important thing to remember is that Nate Ebner is primarily a special teams player, and therefore all he really has to do is keep his crazy in shape. And one can do that playing rugby just as well as at training camp.
You're telling me that if this was a frontline player of some significance, Coach Belichick might not feel quite the same way about his going off to play rugby.
I was about to say, if Tom Brady suddenly discovered a gift for, archery, I don't think he'd be going to Rio.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie. Why not? He's going to miss four games anyway. You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pearson, Sports Illustrated. And he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Bill.